online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show here in the third hour on this April 17th, 2025 edition. Attorney General Dana Nessel quipped that the Republican-led House proposed zero budget for her attorney general's department is, simply put, a bad idea. You've seen the skinny budget of zero appropriations to the Attorney General's office, she told the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. Let me tell you why that's a bad idea. Our state would go bankrupt literally within weeks were that to happen, because we defend all the lawsuits against the state of Michigan. Let me be clear. Private sector attorneys typically charge 4 to 5 times the salary of an assistant attorney general who represents the state in litigation. This translates to hundreds of millions of dollars in savings for the state of Michigan, Nessel said. Her department handles, on average, 48,000 cases per year, which doesn't include active investigations, expungement applications, client-level advice, or any trainings conducted throughout the state. The department operates on about 1/3 of 1% of the state's general fund. The 2024 budget appropriation was less than $120 million. However, the Attorney General's office won more than $505 million in awards payable directly to the state and or its residents that year. So basically, for every dollar the state pays our department, we bring back $4 to the state and the state's residents, Nessel said. Actually, we are the only department of state that contributes revenue to the state. That is not a tax or a fee. Some of the revenue comes from judgments and settlements. For example, the opioid litigation, as well as child support non-payment enforcement. In the year 2024, our department recovered $26 million for those two types of cases alone. Nessel continued, to date, the Attorney General's office has reached 11 settlements related to opioids, totaling $1.634 billion in awards to its victims. Nessel also outlined her department's legislative priorities for the year. We've gone after human trafficking. We're working on guardianship reforms and consumer protection. Nessel said Michigan by far has the worst consumer protection laws of virtually any state in the country. She said this requires legislative fixes. Well, one of the state representatives questioning or hearing from Nessel, State Representative Gina Johnson of Lake Odessa, questioned why the Attorney General's office takes upwards of 6 months to respond to a resident's application that reports elderly abuse. She said, I'm not blaming at all, but I'm just wondering why. Do you have a shortage of staff? Because we definitely need better customer service than that. Well, to counter that objection or question, Danielle Hagman-Clark, chief of the department's Criminal Justice Bureau, spoke up. She said anyone filing a complaint should have received a response recommending that they need to reach out to local law enforcement first. The Attorney General's office cannot act as an investigative body. That needs to be done at the local level. So if you explain that to people when you're talking to them, any type of issue that has to do with seniors, has to do with consumer prices, consumer protection, anything like that, you need to file a police report, I recommend, directly with your county sheriff or the Michigan State Police. Don't bother with your local city police if you have one. Don't call Petoskey City Police. Call the Emmett County Sheriff or call the Michigan State Police. They take the police report, they do the investigation, and then they forward their findings of their investigation to the prosecutor in your county. And if they don't want to handle it, they refer it to the Attorney General's office in Lansing. That's the process, folks. That's the chain of command. Nessel, when speaking to committee, also said you need to consider the effect of the workload of the Michigan Supreme Court's decisions. We've brought forward cases that went to the Supreme Court that required us to testify or actually represent the victims. Mandatory life without parole sentences, for example. 19, 20-year-olds who commit murder. These are cases we've been working on for years. Nessel said the court's ruling in People versus Taylor, People versus Czarnecki, provided an insanely short period of time, 180 days, to evaluate these cases. Well, sometimes we have to go back and look at these case files that are 10, 20, 30 years old after the conviction. Chair of the Judiciary Committee, State Representative Sarah Leitner, sympathized, sharing that she was involved in a 1976 case that saw then juvenile offender released from prison due to resentencing. She's actually friends with the victim's family. I was super disappointed in our justice system. Noted that she's interested in working on these solutions to help these parolees better acclimate to society. But you have to make sure you consider the victims. This is a very difficult issue, Leitner said, but it's something we need to work on. So we'll see where this goes. I think that was a trial balloon. Somebody was floating in the House Appropriations. And the biggest reason they're doing it, Attorney General Dana Nessel's lawsuits against Enbridge and against Donald Trump. She's part of many of the other states' attorney generals' filings of lawsuit over Donald Trump's executive orders. Seeming like she's almost on a political agenda. No, Randy. Dana Nessel would never be on a political agenda. Right. The only attorney general I can think of in recent history that has gone after no Democrats. The only people she's gone after have been Republicans. No, she doesn't use her office for political vendettas. No, she doesn't do that. Mm-mm, no. Well, somebody has already announced that he is running for Attorney General to replace Dana Nessel. For former U.S. Attorney in Michigan's Western District, Mark Totten announced yesterday his campaign for Michigan Attorney General. Totten of Kalamazoo will be running for the, of course, Democratic nomination. He served as U.S. Attorney General for the Western District of Michigan from May 22 to this year, January. Following the nomination by the president, at the time, Joe Biden, and was confirmed by the U.S. Senate. He's also served as Governor Gretchen Whitmer's chief legal counsel during the China virus. His campaign statement, Michigan needs a fearless attorney general who will fight for justice, fairness, and the rule of law. And that's exactly what I will do. We are in turbulent times and need leaders determined to protect our state, our rights, and our safety. I'm prepared to take on anyone, from criminal gangs to greedy corporations to this administration, who seeks to undermine our rights and take advantage of Michiganders. We have a lot on the line, and no one will fight harder for you than I will. Of course, thank God, Attorney General Dana Nessel can't run again due to term limits. Totten ran unsuccessfully against the incumbent Bill Schuette back in 2014. Also, he's the first person to announce his candidacy for Attorney General this year. So, one Democrat officially running for Attorney General, Mark Totten, Totten. Sounds like he'll basically just pick up where Dana Nessel left off. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill, let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Couple of text messages, housekeeping to get into the show before we call it quits. Christian Marcus, Randy, just so you know, Johnson Oil sold 100% of their gas stations to J&H Oil. Okay, did not know that. They maintain a rack price gas delivery agreement. Whatever the heck that is. Okay. Tom Walker. Let's see. Where did he go? I had him right here. There he is. Talking about Mark Totten, a Democrat fighting for rule of law and justice. Right. When I was talking about the oversized classroom sizes, especially in kindergarten. Hey, Randy, it's just not the class sizes. It's the type of kids that are in the public school classes. I mean, some of these kids are absolutely destructive and mean, and the parents don't do anything about it. Administration can't do anything about it because their hands are tied. Teachers can't even defend themselves from elementary kids throwing chairs at them. What? That's assault. They're using some type of device, something. They're throwing it at the teacher, and the teacher can't defend themselves? What the heck is wrong with that system? I take him down to the principal's office, make him sit and deal with the principal. I would tell him, I want to press charges. Call the sheriff. I want to file a police report. They're going to throw a chair at me, and I'm not going to press charges? What, their union contract says they can't? What the heck is wrong with that system? He said, absolutely. My wife has been in that situation. Well, did she take that student down to the principal's office and press charges? If not, why not? Going to throw a chair at my wife? I don't think so. That's crazy. Oh, yeah, we got a discipline problem in public schools, that's for sure. Ever since they stopped spanking the kids, that went away. Yes, it did. Let's get to this text message here. Ah, field report. Joe says from Wolverine, Murphy's in Gaylord. That's what? The Walmart gas station. $2.79. Comparable to what Costco and Sam's Club's doing in Traverse City. Now let's see what the surrounding gas stations do. It's no reason. Absolutely no reason. The barrel cost of crude oil right now, below $60 a barrel. There's no reason why gas should be north of $3. No reason whatsoever. So, again, keep following it. Keep watching it. Report to me. Text me in. Personally, I use the Gas Buddy app. I've saved a ton of money with it. And, again, find the deals and go there. They're not advertised on the sign. Use the app. You get the 20, 25 cents a gallon discount. I like it. Let's see. Other text messages I got to clean up. No, I think that's about it. Oh, John Palmer. They're running prices up everywhere. Why? Why? That's crazy. Well, again, text me EI, Election Integrity. I got that flyer for Patrick Kobach and others coming up to West Branch Saturday, May 3rd from noon to 4. I'm going to talk to Christine after the show, see if I can help out any way I can, and love to see you guys at it. You can register online, agamarepublicans.com, or give her a call. Just text me EI, and I'll send you the information. Profits at the pumps. Yes, it is. Again, I don't know what their cost is to replace the gas, but it's definitely something we got to take a look at. One of the things that this process is definitely going to show is the ability of the Republicans in the House with their 58-seat majority with the new Speaker, Matt Hall, is going to determine whether or not they have the backbone, the spine, to stand up to the governor and to the one-seat majority Democrats in the Senate. Between all these committees, between all these budgets that they are going to put together, I just hope they stand strong. They got the power of the purse, and they got to use it. It's that simple. We got a few more radio stickers left to go. If you don't have a 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan sticker on your vehicle, text me your first, last name, your mailing address, and how many stickers you can use, and I'll send them out to you. That's that for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call